This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Coming up at high noon today that we thought we'd give you some details on. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the refurbishing, remodeling, reconstruction. How are we framing this up, Dave? So you would know, right? This,
well, I would say that the base of the Joe Palooka Monument was badly deteriorated. And Dave Lentz stopped in with his construction company and redid the entire base, landscaped it, enhanced the base, and it really is a jewel now. And it's very important in our local history. I want to get into that. But Dave's here as well. And
well, first of all, we'll back up a little bit. Yeah. You are Dave DeCosmo, and you are WILK's senior correspondent.
Now, let me check the prints. Yes, the fingerprints match.
Great to have you in person here today.
Well, it's great to be here.
And we have Dave Ballant, who has his own company and is from the Home Builders Association. True?
Yes.
All true?
Absolutely.
And so we have the two Daves here today. This is a new show we're going to spin out. It's called Two Daves. And they're going to talk about things. But why did you, Dave, decide to get involved in this effort to restore a great monument at the base of Mount Palooka?
Well, generally we look for things to do, our organization, good deeds to do for people. We've been doing it. I've been involved for 25 years on the board of directors, and I'm a former past president, if that's correct, of the builders.
Okay.
And we had merged now with Lackawanna County to make a larger organization. Our unit has been formed and in existence for 60 years. We were formed 1957. And we're always looking for different opportunities to do it. And one of our directors had came up and mentioned about the Palooka Monument. It's part of history. I believe in history. If you erase history, it's gone. You can't learn from it. So we thought it was a good thing to do. And from what I understand about this, too, very important part, Joe Palooka was actually honored by three different presidents, if I remember correctly.
Well, two. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Harry Truman.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's part of our local history that you just can't change. It was very important that he was honored. And we want to keep it going.
Good.
We just want to keep everything alive.
And that's Dave, you've been on with us before to talk about the location of that particular monument. And some people have said it's in kind of an odd spot, but not when you explain, you know, the geography of it. If you're coming down 309.
Right, from Mountaintop, into Wilkes-Barre.
Into Wilkes-Barre, right by the Baby Road.
Right.
You have this monument.
Right, and back in, I think it was 1949, somewhere in that era, the Wilkes-Barre Junior Chamber of Commerce renamed Ashley Mountain as Mount Joe Palooka. And at the time, a bronze plaque, was put in place to honor Ham Fisher from Wilkes-Barre, the artist who created Joe Palooka, and, of course, the character himself. And sometime around the 1972 Agnes flood, that plaque was taken. And at the time, I was doing some radio editorials and called for the replacement of it, mainly because the Palooka character reflected so well on the character of the people in our area. And the Sunday Independent newspaper, which is now gone, unfortunately, picked up on the editorial, formed a committee of which I was one, and we decided to replace the monument. Rather than putting bronze back and you know, making it a target again, we went with a big granite monument and placed it a little bit south of the original spot, because at least there's a pullover area there where you can stop and see it. We're hoping even to go a little further someday in the future, maybe put something else up to give still more information. By the way, it's not the only Palooka memorial. I don't know if you folks know this. There is a 10-foot-high statue of Joe Palooka taking off his robe to get into the ring, which is set up in a little town. I had to write it down so I'd remember. Olika, Indiana.
How about it?
It was a limestone capital of Indiana, and they built this monument, moved it a couple times. It still stands there in the main street of the area. But about 2 weeks ago, we had a church get-together and got to talking about history. And there was a young lady there, second-year college student, and I said, out of curiosity, have you ever heard of Joe Palooka? She said, no. I said, how about Ham Fisher? She said, no. Well, they are part of our history, and Fisher and consequently Palooka were both honored by Presidents Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman, because a year before America got into World War II, Fisher had his character, Joe Palooka, enlist in the Army. And that actually encouraged a whole lot of enlistments. During the war, after Pearl Harbor, the comic strip character fought in the strip beside his fellow soldiers against the Nazis and against Imperial Japan. So he was considered, in the band of brothers, even though he wasn't actually there. He was there in a storyline. And at the same time, back here in the United States, the Palooka character promoted the sale of war bonds. So this is why both presidents honored both Fisher and the character he created. And, of course, Fisher being a guy who wanted to take advantage of that, wrote both of them into the comic strip as well. So they were both pictured in that comic strip.
As were you, right?
I was pictured there, yes. However, when we had the monument built, they couldn't write a storyline about us building a monument to their character. But they did have a storyline about a beauty contest. And so they took all four members of the committee. They made us judges in the beauty contest. And we're pictured in the comic strip. We're named. I think there's a door that has all our names on. And I had the big, long sideburns back then. And when they had the dedication, they drew in Joe Palooka standing next to me. And I wish I still had those plaid pants. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Me too. But it's so great that, you know, the community comes together and your organization, Dave, comes together to help out when you can. And I'm in agreement that we have to save some of the things that we have here, or else they will literally be gone forever.
So yeah, like, we have to tell the stories, Sue.
Absolutely.
We have to tell the stories. How many, I wonder now, did this young lady, does she know about the Knox My disaster? Does she know about the
Francis
Agnes
Slocum?
Flood?
People think it's a park.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
Molly McGuire's.
Yeah, the Molly McGuire's. And that story, by the way, is so fascinating to people when they do hear it.
It is.
Because it contains, you know, a little bit of history of the area, a little bit of labor, and a little bit of ghosts. And when you combine all those things, you have a great story.
Exactly.
Campbell's Ledge.
Campbell's Ledge, very good. And this preservation of our local history, like I said, when you guys come together to do stuff like this, it's amazing. Now, today at noon, everybody's gathering.
Right. We'll have an official rededication at noon. A couple of remarks. I'll make some. Dave will be speaking as well. Nothing long. And I don't expect a big crowd there. You know, it's a nice pullover spot, but it's not a great parking lot for a lot of cars,
sure,
which is why we wanted to talk a little bit about it on your program.
Yeah, and then if people obviously can't go at noon today because of the hubbub or the lack of parking or the fact they're at work, they can stop in anytime they want. Just be careful when you're pulling off that road, because
right,
you know, coming down 309, people are going 85,000 miles an hour.
Well, at least.
Well, it's a nice area. It's a nice tribute, and it tells a story, and I urge anyone that remembers these stories, share them with the kids and the grandkids, because some of us storytellers aren't going to be around a heck of a lot longer, so it would be great to know the stories live on after us.
Also, while you're here, I just received a missive, and I mean, you may want to comment on this because I know you're in radio for a very long time. Fats Domino has passed away.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a shame. I started as a disc jockey, not as a newsman, and so Fats Domino was, of course, one of those artists that I had the 45 RPM and the
right.
You know, and the spin of the records. That's such a shame. And I just remember, I think it's a year ago yesterday, Bobby V passed away. Bobby V stepped in. After Buddy Holly was killed in the plane crash to take over that concert that he was supposed to do. So, we're losing these artists. And fortunately, in the case of them, their music and their voice live on by virtue of their recordings.
And it's great that you have taken up the mantle of promoting Ham Fisher and his character, Joe Palooka, who fought the Nazis. It's so awesome. And you have a lapel pin on that is very cool. Where'd you get that?
Actually, the lapel pin, which pictures the face of Joe Palooka, was given out to a lot of folks when the Historical Society did a tribute to Ham Fisher a few years back. And this was given to my wife. And before I left today, my wife said, "Put that on today." So here it is.
Thank you, Dave. Dave, you were pretty quiet during this interview, but do you have anything else to add before we let you fly?
No, just that we also applied for a historical marker, a plaque.
Did you?
To
okay.
The state.
All right.
And we're in the process of getting that.
You
hopefully.
Got some powerful allies on that museum commission that are local, so that yeah, that may be your ace in the hole.
I hope. And I just wanted to thank a lot of the people involved. I'm not the only one involved in this with the Home Builders Association, our board of directors, also people that contributed too. Santarelli Concrete, Concrete Texturing and Design, Home Depot, Sticks and Stones, Louise, they were a lot of help to it, you know, and my own people. It was really, really great.
So well, thanks to your efforts,
together.
We can say Joe Palooka, the heavyweight champion of the world.
Lives on.
Absolutely. It's 1044 at WILK. Thank you both for coming in. That ceremony is today at noon, or you could stop by at your leisure when you're coming down Route 309 at the base of Mount Palooka to see the refurbishments there. It's terrific. And someday you will, I know you're going to get that marker, so you'll be seeing that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, "That sounds fun," to, "In this weather, what if my asthma acts up?" I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.